Now read 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16.
彼得后书第三章。
Let's even see what Peter said about Paul.
我哋睇下保罗彼得点样讲保罗。
2 Peter chapter 3, let's read verse 15 and 16.
彼得后书第三章。
15 and 16.
十五十六节，并且要我主长久忍耐为不够的恩由。所赐给他的智慧，写了信给你们，一切信上也都是讲论这事。信中有些难明白的，那冇学问、不坚固的人强解，如强解的经书一样，就自取沉沦。
Now you will see here that Peter himself acknowledged that some of the revelations of Paul was too hard to be understood.
你留意到呢度咧，连彼得都系承认咧，保罗所得嘅启示咧系好难明白嘅。
Now in fact, he said they were so hard that some people in trying to understand the revelation of Paul, they were giving themselves problems.
难到一个地步咧，有啲人想明白保罗嘅启示咧，其实咧为佢哋自己带嚟麻烦。
So at that point,
所以喺嗰个点咧
，it is natural pride you want to come in。
喺嗰个点入边咧，好自然嗰个骄傲就嚟到。
For example，
例如
，the disciples， Jesus taught them holy communion。
门徒咧，神将圣餐教佢哋啦。
But according to 1 Corinthians 11。Paul said nobody taught him. He got holy communion by revelation.
保罗喺临前十一章就话冇人教佢圣餐嘅，即系神俾佢个启示。
Most of the things that the other apostles knew, it was Jesus that taught them.
因为其余嘅使徒所认识嘅，全部都系耶稣教导嘅。
Paul did not meet Jesus.
保罗系冇同耶稣面对。
He was a young child.
当时佢仲系一个好细个细路仔。但系结果保罗所得到嘅启示系比佢哋还要多。
By revelation，
系个启示系比佢哋还要多。
Now read with me Acts of Apostles。
读使徒行传。
Acts of Apostles chapter 26。
廿六章。
Just a minute, please. 20 is verse 20. Let's read 20.I just want to show you some things about the revelation of Paul. All the things, you know, we read about Holy Communion yesterday. If you read that portion of the Bible, Paul said, nobody taught him. It was Jesus that taught him. Read Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Read verse 35.
三十五节。我凡是给你们作榜，我凡是给你们作榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人。又当纪念主耶稣的话，说施比受更为有福。
Now he was quoting what Jesus said, but Paul did not meet Jesus.
佢系讲紧耶稣所讲嘅嘢，但系保罗系从耶稣冇见过面嘅。
And the Gospels were not yet written then. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
福音书当时其实都未写嘅。
So where did Paul get all these things from?
咁保罗究竟喺边度得到呢啲？耶稣所讲嘅说话咧
，Jesus told him，
耶稣话俾佢听
，by revelation，
系藉住启示话俾佢。
When you get home again, read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 9。
读哥林多前书十五章一至九节。
There you see the things that Jesus told Paul。
你就会睇到咧，嗰度咧，耶稣系将一啲事咧话俾保罗听嘅。
So pride began to come。I mean, naturally, pride will come.
所以好自然地咧，佢有著咁嘅启示咧，嗰个骄傲就会嚟到。
He said, therefore,
所以
God had to give him a thorn in the flesh.
所以神必须将一根刺加喺佢嘅肉身上。
Today,
今日
there are people that just have a little revelation.
今日咧，有啲人只系有好少嘅启示。
And they're so proud.
佢就已经好骄傲。
My church is the biggest in Hong Kong.
我咧就系香港最大嘅教会。
I have more revelation than everybody in Hong Kong。
我比香港任何人都有更多嘅启示。
Just little revelation。
即系好少嘅启示。
Imagine a man that has so much revelation。
想象下一个有咁多启示嘅人。
Now, what was the thorn in the flesh?
咁究竟一根肉身上嘅一根刺系指咩？
Now, he already said at the time of his conversion, the Holy Spirit already said that he would suffer greatly.
当佢初决志信主嘅时候，圣灵已经同佢讲，佢会受好大嘅苦。
And I will show you from the scriptures.
我会喺圣经入边话俾大家听。
But listen to this.
但要听住。
You will notice that in spite of the revelations of Paul,
即使保罗嘅启有咁嘅启示咧
，and in spite of the power that flows through his ministry,
即使佢嘅事工入边系大有能力咧
，he demonstrated so much power of God.
佢因为佢显示出佢神藉住佢系显示
出 so many miracles happen,
好多神迹系发生嘅。
But you will notice that whenever Paul gets to a city,
但你会留意当保罗去到一个地方嘅时候咧，一城市去传道嘅时候
，miracles will happen.
神迹会发生。
He will establish a church.
佢会建立教会。
And after he does that,
当佢做完咁样做完之后咧
，the Jews will come.
嗰个犹太人会嚟。
Stir the people against Paul.
叫啲人咧去敌对保罗。
And they start stoning Paul.
就要掟啲石仔去。
And Paul will run away.
保罗就必须逃跑。
Run to another city.
就要逃退另外一个城市。
Preach powerfully.
又再好有能力咁去。
Miracles will happen.
神迹会发生。
Establish a church.
建立教会。
Then the Jews will hear.
嗰啲犹太人又听到。
Paul is there again.
保罗喺嗰度。
They will run there.
佢哋又要走去嗰度。
Stir up the people against him.
叫啲人咧去反对保罗。
And they will want to kill Paul.
那些人又想去杀保罗。
In fact, somewhere they had to let him through a window by basket.
有一次咧，佢要喺窗度用个篮子吊佢落嚟。
There was a time they even stoned Paul. Paul died. The brethren prayed for him, and he came back to life again.
甚至佢被石头打死，佢死咗，有人为佢祷告，佢又复活。
Now, how can you imagine?
你可唔可以想象
？Somebody has just done a powerful crusade.
有人啱啱做完一个咁有能力嘅布道会。
Even for those of us that are just believing God, you know, in our ministry, we go around preaching.
即使啱啱信啦，嚟之后传道。
You know, when you preach,
当你传道嘅时候
，and there is revival,
又有复兴啦
，you are so happy.
你就好开心噶。
Yeah, and now at the time when the man should be happy and say, "Praise God!" Oh, there was powerful crusade.
当你想庆祝话好赞美主啊，有个好伟大嘅布道会嘅时候，佢哋就开始用石掟佢啦。
Now, if you are Paul, if you are Paul,
你想象假如你系保罗
，what will you think？
你会点谂咧
？God, this problem is too much.
呢啲问题真系太难顶。
Today, everybody likes you and hails you.
今日个个中意你又抬举你。
And once he has established the church.
但系当佢建立教会嘅时候
，problem will start。
个问题难题就嚟啦。
That was why he said three times I've asked God, Lord, I don't like this side of it.
所以佢话有三次佢求主话我唔中意一样嘢。
He said, "What God said, my grace is sufficient for you."
但系神同佢讲，我嘅恩典够你用。
Now go to that Second Corinthians 11 again.
我哋去到临后。第十一章。
Second Corinthians 11。
临后第十一章。
Now read verse 10。
读第十节。
Sorry, Second Corinthians 12. Sorry.
我对唔住。系临后第十二章。
Verse 10。
第十节。我为基督的缘故。
Now I want you to read two translations here.
我喺度要睇一睇两个译本。
For the sake of Christ, not because of lack of faith. For the sake of Christ, I'm well pleased and take pleasure in infirmities, insults, hardships, persecutions, perplexities, distresses. For when I am weak in human strength.Then I'm truly strong, able, powerful in divine strength. So verse 10 explains what the thorn in the flesh is.
其實呢個第十節係解釋咗乜嘢嘢係肉體上嘅一個詞。
The thorn in the flesh is because for the sake of Christ。
個肉體上嘅一根刺係必須係為咗基督嘅緣故。
And you call them infirmity. Infirmity means physical weakness。
呢度係講到係身體上嘅軟弱，係有病。
It also means limitation。
身體上軟弱或者一啲限制。
It also means disability。
亦都可以話一啲殘缺。
Right. So it was not talking about sickness。
唔係講緊病。
He had disabilities. Also, even with finances, Paul had problems.
Disability 係一啲唔能夠做嘅嘢，有啲嘢唔能夠做。
Do you know that Paul established so many churches?
你知唔知保羅係建立咗好多教會
？It was only the church in Philippi that sent him offering.
只有腓立比教會嘅先會將奉獻送俾佢。
In all the other places, when he goes to establish church, he will have to work with his hands.
其余的教会当他建立去建立的时候他要自己。
But when Peter and James and other people go to those churches, they give them offerings.
当彼得或者雅各去建立教会的时候他们有收到奉献的。
But Paul who labored over those churches didn't get no offering.
但保罗为这些教会劳苦的时候他没有收到任何奉献。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 9,Paul had to talk about it. I believe at that point, Paul couldn't take it no more.
喺臨後第九章，其實保羅好公開咁講呢樣嘢。我諗到嗰段時候咧，保羅真係忍受唔住。
And you know, Paul was not married, so he had to say, "Is it because he's not married that they don't give him offering like Peter, who was married?"
佢就講大家知道保羅冇結婚啦，可能咧就係佢就話或者因為我冇結婚啦，你就唔同你哋對彼得佢有個妻子。
Paul was not referring to sickness。
保羅唔係講疾病。
If he was referring to sickness, he would have mentioned it。
如果係講到係疾病嘅時候咧，佢又咁樣講。
He had a lot of insults。
佢有好多嘅羞辱。
Hardships。
困難。
Persecution。
逼迫
distresses
壓力很困難
he had a shipwreck
他曾經經歷過沉船
three times he was beaten by the Romans
他被羅馬人打鞭打三次
so many hardships that he went through
他經歷過很多的困難
those are the things he called thorns in the flesh
這些就是他所稱為的肉身上的根刺
right now let's go again to Acts chapter 20
使徒行传二十章廿三节，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证，说有捆锁与患难等待我。
Now he said every city he goes to, the Holy Spirit even tells people. This was when he was going to Jerusalem that a lot of problems are waiting for him.
当他去耶路撒冷嘅时候，佢话每一个城市去嘅时候，圣灵都话俾佢听有捆锁有困难。
Now, if you are Paul, will you go? The Holy Spirit is already saying, if you go to Jerusalem, you're going to have your problems.
假如你想象下，你是保罗，如果圣灵话俾你听，你去耶路撒冷，你有好多问题，你会唔会去咧？
Paul still went.
但系保罗都一样去。
Because he was used to problems.
因为佢咧就好习惯嗰啲难题。
Read verse 24.
读第廿四节，我却不以圣灵名嚟念。成就我从主耶稣所领受的指示，证明神恩惠的。
Now you will see, I'm not moved by all these things. I'm used to them already.
呢度保罗系讲到呢啲事咧，都系唔会摇动我嘅心，因为我系惯咗。
Please, when you go home, I want you to read those references I gave.
我想你翻屋企咧，系读我头先所叫你睇嘅经文。
I want you to read those references.
我想你睇嗰啲經文
，you know, so that you can have better understanding，
以致你能夠有清楚嘅認識。
Right, so the thorn in the flesh was not sickness。
所以肉身上嘅一根刺唔係疾病。
It was the problems Paul was having everywhere he went。
係保羅去到無論去邊一笪地方，佢都遇到嘅困難。
Read 2 Corinthians chapter 6。
讀臨後第六章
Read 2 Corinthians chapter 6
臨後第六章
Let's read from verse 3
第三節
to 10
到第十節。
Let's see what happened. 3 to 10.
三至十節，我們凡事都不叫人有妨礙，免得這職份被人毀謗，反倒在各樣的事上表明自己是神的用人，就如在很多的忍耐、患難和
Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
臨後第十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
臨後第十一章。
Now, let's see where Paul now, at the point Paul had to open up, hey, you guys, what's going on here? Is it because I'm not talking?
看到呢，保羅在這裡呢，都要很坦白地去說，就說你們的人究竟在做什麼呢？
Because Paul now realized that, hey, when he goes to these churches, they don't give him offering. And when Peter goes, when Paul and James goes, when other people go, they give them offering, they take care of them. He established the churches. Please, when you get home, I want you to read from verse 1 to verse 15.
我想你回到家就读十一章的一至十五节。
But for the purpose of our study, let us just read from verse 16 to 27.
因为我们的时间，如果我们就读
to verse 29, sorry.
16 to 29. 我哋就读第十六到廿九节。
16 to 29, let's read.
我哋一齐读。我再说，人不可当作愚妄，虽然如此，也必可当作愚妄人自白，叫我可以略略自夸。我说的16 to 29，实在唔话不是奉主名说，乃是像愚妄人放胆自夸。既然有好些人任凭有意自夸，我也要自夸了。你们既是精明人，就能忍心忍耐愚妄人。假如有人向你着意， 我若必须自夸，就那交还乎我软弱的事了。
Now you will realize that all the things he mentioned here, he called them infirmities.
你留意到咧，佢讲嘅呢度讲嘅嘢咧，佢就叫 infirmities。
So infirmity, what did he say in the Chinese? Verse 30.
软弱嘅事。Weakness.
Weakness. Right. Now, the same word used there is what is used in verse 12. Infirmity.
是同一个字是用在第十二节。
Now, he gave us the resume of what he had been through.
他给我们一个介绍，即是好像一个
Now, he said, look, all these people that you now give offerings, you give a lot of money, you take care of them. He said, if they are Hebrews, I'm also a Hebrew.
他就說那些人你們這樣去照顧他給他奉獻但是他們是希伯來人我都是
He said, if they are ministers of God, I am more.
假如他們是神一僕人我更加是
Then he began to tell us all that he had gone through.
他就開始告訴我們他所經歷的東西
And in verse 29
在第29節
He now referred to weakness.
他是用軟弱
And then in verse 30
在第十三節,
he now called it infirmity or weakness.
他是用英文是用另一個字,但中文是用軟弱。
Now, I need to say this to you first of all.
我要告訴你大家,
in the original text of the Bible, both Hebrew and Greek, the New Testament, there was no chapters, it was just a book.
我想告訴大家,在聖經的原文, 希伯來文或希列文是沒有分章節章段落的
It was the Bible translators who put them into chapters
是那些聖經翻譯的人將它分成一章章
So Paul was continuing his statement
其實保羅是一氣呵成這樣說
The Bible translators put it in chapters so that people can understand Imagine if everything is just one book You don't know where you are reading
人將它分章段落是讓人可以明白因為如果很長大家都不知道自己讀到哪裡
So it was still talking about the same it was still the same statement it was making the same speech
其實它是講同一樣的東西的一個翻譯
And he had told us here what is infirmity what is weakness
這裡它是告訴我們
So as he went ahead, he now began to mention in chapter 12. So it's the same speech.
所以他繼續在第十二章那裡是講同一個說話來的
So it is clear that it is not sickness.
所以很清晰保羅所指的不是疾病。
It was the problems that he went through.
就是他經歷過的一切的困難。
Now, why did Satan misinterpret this scripture in the church.
為什麼撒旦令到教會誤解一段經文呢?
You see, Satan is smart.
撒旦很精明,很聰明的。
For people to be under the bondage of sickness.
要人被疾病去捆綁的時候呢?
If they could see that a man like Paul was having a sickness in his body.
假如他們想保羅這樣的人 都在他身體有疾病呢?
Then they will not be able to release their faith. So if they are sick, they say, well, even if Paul, God gave him sickness, who am I?
那他就不能夠釋放他的信心,因為保羅這樣的人都有病,何況我呢?
So Satan had to stylishly look for a way to convince people that Paul too was sick.
所以撒旦要找一個方法去令人 覺得保羅是有病
And he even prayed 3 times and God refused to heal him
即使他禱告3次神都不醫治他
So they said, who am I?
我是誰呢?
But you can realize now that it is a lie of the devil
你現在要知道這是魔鬼的謊話
Then I always say this to people
我時時都跟人說
Paul said the reason why God allowed that problem in his life was because of the abundance of revelation
保羅經常說神容許這些軟弱在他身上是因為他所得的啟示是多麼豐富
Okay, let's assume that it was evil sickness
我們假定這是一個疾病
It's because of the revelation he has so that he won't be proud
是因為他有的啟示太多以致神不想他驕傲
Let me ask you, how much revelation do you have?
我們問一下大家自己究竟我們自己有多少的啟示呢?
That will make you to want to be proud
令到你可以像保羅那樣去驕傲呢?
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I hope the question is clear now
yes.
我希望這個問題是清晰的
Paul was not carrying any sickness
保羅不是帶著任何的疾病
It was the problems of the ministry And it was only Paul that had that problem.
這是他在事工上的困難, 而唯有保罗咧，先系面对紧呢啲困难。
The churches were not taking care of
him。因为个教会冇看顾到保罗。
And you know he was not married。
又因为佢知道佢冇结婚。
They were giving offering to those pastors that were married. They didn't give him offering, and he was the one that started the churches。
啲教会咧系只系将奉献咧俾嗰啲结咗婚嘅牧者，而即使保罗系开展呢啲教会咧，佢哋都冇理佢。
So when the church in Philippi gave him offering, that was why he prayed in Philippians 4:19, "My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory through Christ."
因为只有腓立比教会。是将奉献带给他，所以他在腓立比书里面说赞美主是和有神是供应他一切的所需。